Okay, my name is Christine Gonzalez, and I am here with Luis Cortez, the business manager of information services here at St. Mary's University. Luis, I was wondering if you could tell me about your experience as far as your position goes, maybe before the pandemic and after the pandemic hit, and kind of how things have changed.
So prior to the pandemic, my position was not the business manager, but the office coordinator for the Lewis J. Bloom Library. Just before the pandemic hit, I received a promotion that brought me into this position now. And I was in the process of transitioning from one position to the other when everything changed. When we got the word in San Antonio that we were going to be shutting down and staying home and going remote, St. Mary's immediately initiated a stay-at-home program where employees could work remotely. My boss was completely on board with me working remotely. And so I was issued a laptop and given clearances and able to do the majority of my work at home. I would come in once a week because my particular position requires certain items to be processed on the network that I did not have access to from home, as well as scanning invoices into a system that's a closed system. So again, I couldn't do that remotely from home, not without setting up other parameters that we just did not have time because we were doing this so quickly and rushed on it. So I would come in once a week, usually Thursday mornings, because that's when my invoices would have to be turned into another office. Mm-hmm. So that's how that worked for the most part throughout the entire, in the initial transition. Once it began to slow down, we began to call people back. My boss continued to give me, allow me to work from home on Mondays and Fridays, but I come in on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Okay. And may I ask, how this pandemic has maybe personally affected you?
Well, I have four other roommates. Well, one of them I'm married to, but the other two, we all are pretty much homebodies to begin with. Mm-hmm. So it didn't affect us as much as it affected others. Some people who isolated themselves did not have a network to isolate with, so they stayed by themselves, physically by themselves. We had each other to lean upon, so we would watch movies together, we eat together, so the social there's still social interaction there. Mm-hmm. Because we have we treat each other like a family to begin with. Mm-hmm. But the social circles that we had did disintegrate quite a bit. I'm a gamer, so I routinely game on the weekends, and that stopped because we were trying to do our part to eliminate any kind of a close contact with other people that we weren't immediately, isolated with. So for the longest time, many months, we stayed away from other people. Mm-hmm. But once San Antonio started to open up again, that's when we begin to relax our guard. It's only been within the last month that we've actually, my husband and I have actually gone to a restaurant. We wouldn't even go out to eat. And what I mean by that is actually sit in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. We would go pick up to go, or curbside, but that was it. Then we'd come home. We didn't go out. We didn't venture outdoors to any public places other than to spend only a few minutes there and then head home or mm-hmm. go to another destination. So gaming stores, comic book shops, theaters, all of those places that we would regularly go out to. In addition to restaurants, we avoided quite a bit. And then even when restrictions began to lighten, we still stayed away. Mm-hmm.
Well, Louis, I want to thank you for your time. I very much appreciate you speaking with me.
Sure.